Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. Good morning. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Bo, Rusty and myself just walked here in here, and there are shots fired Dylan's way.
I know.
My way?
Yeah, you deserve it a little bit.
What'd I do?
I mean,
you're paying hundreds of dollars to go to New York to see this play, but there is a free tourist attraction in Rome, Georgia for Stranger Things, and you have not gone up there to see the house.
I will. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
It's the buyer's house, isn't it, where they're filming?
I believe so, yes.
Dylan.
Yes.
How many years has Stranger Things been on the air?
About 10.
So in 10, and you're 28.
I'm 29. I'll be 30 in March. I had to think about it.
So you've been driving the entire time.
Yeah.
And you went to school at West Georgia.
Correct. Go
which
Wolves.
Is not near Rome, I'm very aware. However, there's, you know, it's not, I know how to get from Carrollton to Rome easily. Yet you're taking a trip to New York before you can drive to Rome. I mean, it just feels like, I'm just going to ask you because I know she doesn't listen. Yeah. Is this Simone's trip?
No, this is
your trip.
This is 1,000% my trip.
Yeah.
I planned this. I put Simone on to Stranger Things. I'm the one that introduced her to Stranger Things. This is 1,000,000% my trip.
Now, I will say, yes, I opened up this break and stirred the pot on this, but I will defend you, Dylan, because it's so much easier to plan something like that when something's like free and just sitting there. You're like, I'll get there tomorrow. And you just don't plan for it.
And then this is my other counterpoint to y'all trying to come at me. This Broadway play is, there are some ties to the newest season. So I want to go. That's why it's a priority that I need to go see this Broadway play sooner rather than later, because there are some tie-ins to the latest season.
So wait, you only get the full feeling or understanding of the new season if you go see a Broadway play?
No, but you get a better understanding. You get the best understanding and the full experience, I feel like, of season 5 if you go see the play.
It fills in context around it.
Yes.
Sounds like you're just kind of using it as an excuse to justify your
No, it's your not trip. An excuse. It's legit. And then let me also say this. I didn't start watching Stranger Things when it first came out. I actually didn't get into Stranger Things until season 4 was already out.
Okay.
So I just binge watched it like one weekend and caught up pretty quickly. But I am a new Stranger Things addict.
Well, that makes sense, though, because all of you are OGs. Like, I was OG Stranger Things fan, and I just caught up to you because they went away for so long, and now the filming is all weird because the kids grew up. So it was easier. It is easier for a newer fan to be so diehard like you as opposed to someone like me who started, fell off, started. It's been a lot of hurry up and wait as far as being a Stranger Things fan.
Right.
Look, man, I'll tell you this. Like, it's not what I would do. But have fun. It's kind of like the guy that puts, goes to New York Prime or Howl's and is like, can I get some A1? That's not for me because you don't need it. I don't need that. But, hey, man, you do you.
I wonder how many things there are that you would do, Bo, that Dylan wouldn't do.
Probably a few.
Probably a few. There's probably some in there. I will say this, and this is the last thing I'll say about it. I am a little upset, though, that at the timing of when I'm going to the show, because a couple of nights ago, I forget the exact day, but Jamie Campbell Bauer, the actor who plays Vecna Henry One, if you know, you know.
Whoa! You can't drop all that.
Sorry. Yeah, that was kind of a spoiler, but yeah. Anywho, the actor who plays him in the show, he actually made an appearance in the Broadway show as obviously his character. So that was a cool clip to see, but I wish I would have been at that show to see that. That would have been fire. But
do yourself a favor and look up Vecna bloopers on TikTok. I mean, it's a good time.
Oh yeah, those are
good time. All right, let's go in the huddle. Well, unfortunately, the 49ers took down the Colts during Monday Night Football, 48-27. I am rooting for Phillip Rivers to get a win.
Yeah, I am too. It's going to have to wait. Obviously, after that, I mean, it's disappointing because I thought he played pretty good last night, especially off the bat. And see, they got the Jaguars and the Texans the next 2 weeks, which the Jaguars are leading that division, and the Texans are trying to come up and challenge them for it. And it's funny because the Colts started out as one of the hottest teams in football. I thought he played pretty good last night. I really did. He was absolutely picking apart that man defense they tried to play against him. They went to zone. He was still doing pretty good. He ended up finishing with just under 300 yards. He did throw a pick six late in the game, but the defense of Indianapolis completely let that team down yesterday. Now, they've been a strong suit, and it's weird because they played so well in Seattle to turn around and come home and just get shredded by the Niners offense, but that's exactly what happened. Purdy was pretty ridiculous last night as well.
So DK Metcalf is going to miss the rest of the season after that altercation with the fan. They call it for conduct detrimental to the NFL for initiating a physical confrontation. So I have also heard on the other side of this that this fan has been known to cause a little bit of trouble, has been asked to leave the stadium a couple times. Can we put a ban on him? Like, that's a problem.
If they need...
He's trying.
Well, he's a heckler, and that's part of what some people think. I said some people, because I'm, you know, and maybe people think that that's part of their entitlement. As buying a ticket, is they're allowed to go there and heckle? And I'm fine with heckling to an extent. Like, if you want to, it's not my thing, but if you want to go there and, you know, boo someone or, you know, the opposing team and kind of, you know, you suck or, you know, all that kind of stuff, that's fine. I don't believe in crossing lines. I don't like that. You really need the fan to cross a line to eject them forever or ban them, right? They need, you know, there kind of has to be something said. This could be really expensive for DK Metcalf because there's reports that it puts $26.5 million of his contract at risk. Essentially, that if the Steelers choose to do so, they could attempt to recover a portion of his signing bonus allocation. And part of that's based on a $30 million signing bonus of the five-year deal. And he has $6 million allocated for 2025. So there's a whole kind of offset language in this that could cost him. But this is – you cannot, no matter what is said, you have to basically go tell someone, hey, this guy is saying this slur or this guy is saying this about me. Can we do something about this?
Yeah,
and then normally proper thing. You just can't go over there and grab the guy and punch him. Well, you have to control your emotions.
I also think fans just need to get it together. Like, let's be better. I used to do traffic for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, and I would sit in the command center with all the officers that run the ship, basically. And there were so many fans brought back there that would have to be, like, handcuffed for the game based on their action. I'm just like, you paid to be here. Why are we acting this way? We can be better than this.
Well, it's part of, you know, getting, and I'm not blaming alcohol and all of it, but it's part of getting boozed up.
Yeah.
It's kind of who some people are. There's also this entitlement that I paid for this ticket, so now I'm allowed to come here and act like an ass. That's not true. It bothers me whenever I'm off the air. I'll use a swear word or 10, but I don't like it when guys are screaming obscenities.
Yeah.
You know, I believe in the fact that just because you're going there with your friends and maybe you're, you know, 21, 25, 30, and you're with a bunch of dudes, that's one thing. But remember, there are also people taking their kids there. And I'm not the how to act police, but I do believe that if you see a family or something, try to, like, make it a fun environment for the parents with their kids, and they don't need to go home and explain every word that was said.
Yeah.
You know, because that's not a good experience for anyone other than yourself.
Everybody has paid to be there. Be respectful.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All that. Dylan, did you know that Bo swears off air? I had no clue.
I had no idea. I didn't know Bo had ever said a swear word in his life.
I know. Who knew? Learning the other side of Bo today.
Man, who knew Bo had a little bit of a potty mouth?
Well, as you make your final shopping run for the holiday, be sure to join Dukes and Bell today at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta for a special broadcast. Come by as you make your last-minute beer, wine, and liquor run. You're going to need it for the holidays. And join us as we get ready for all of the week's big football and basketball action. It's all brought to you by Duck Club Bourbon. It's Dukes and Bell today, 2 to 6 at Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Coming up, Dylan's in charge of Top 5 Tuesday. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.